And now we welcome Master Gardener Elizabeth Mollica with Tips to Grow On, brought to you by Columbia Nursery and Landscape, serving the Flathead community for 28 years at 9th Street West in Columbia Falls. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good.
Flying solo.
Yes.
Doing great.
Going to be that way for about another 3 weeks, I guess.
I know. That's a really tough one that you took on, Robin, if you're listening.
Yeah.
But I hope you are progressing on your healing journey. Yeah.
I talked with him this morning, and he said, he says, I didn't realize how much pain I was in.
Sometimes it's bone on bone grinding, and it just goes on and on. Robin, so you hang in there and get well, okay? It's kind of empty over here on that side of you, in your spot. But thank you for having me, John, and thank you, Columbia Nursery. Well, like you said a moment ago, John, the spring is definitely coming. It's definitely here. We need the rain. I heard a couple of people complaining, say, oh, no, I don't want it to rain again. No, we have a deficit, I believe, at least as you dig in the soil. Mm-hmm. It's very, very dry deep down, to plant. And, of course, it's been windy, so your little plants, if you have seedlings out there, they might be drying out so much faster. So let's have some good spring rain. So what is happening in your gardens, John, and your listeners?
We haven't done much with ours yet. Garlic is popping up. We planted that last fall.
And
it's popping up now, so we're going to have garlic.
Isn't that nice? Has Judy planted any lettuce? I know you love to go out and cut some, cut a salad.
Well, she hasn't had much of a chance to do that. She was in Guatemala all last week and got back Tuesday night, and she's in Missoula today. So I don't think we're going to get much planning here for the next probably 2 or 3 weeks.
There's time. It's still very, very early. The soil temperatures, are not up to 50 yet. Mm-hmm. I mean, they said between 40 and 50, but there is time. Do you have a chance to see some fruit trees around you? I know you had an issue with an apple tree, but
I gave up on the apple tree. We lost our apple tree, but they're starting. I'm not seeing any leaving yet, but boy, there's sure a lot of buds out
the
there
buds,
now.
Fat buds on the cherry trees, really fat. Well, the forsythias are trying to bloom, and that's to me a real sign of spring. Dandelions are coming up, so I know the bees are waiting. Our friend, the bee whisperer, Steve, is waiting to put his mason bees out. He's set up the houses, but they need food. So I always like to see, I talked about this last week. I like to see dandelions coming up for those bees. I want to give a shout out to volunteers, John. It is still National Volunteer Week.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I happened to catch a number from the Big Fork Food Bank. Last year, volunteers gave 5,000 volunteer hours.
Wow.
Now, I couldn't tell you how many volunteers there are, but 5,000 is a huge number, and it does add up. So thank you, everyone who gives their talents and time to really worthy causes, wonderful causes. I had a question, and that was, can I start peas as seedlings? Can I start beans as seedlings and peas? Well, absolutely. It gives them a head start. Yeah, they are direct seed crops, but, give them a head start. And but before I continue on, I want to give special thanks again, not to all volunteers, but to everyone who contributes in so many positive ways to our community from near and far. So thank you. John, I know you like apples, but do you like stone fruit?
I'm not sure what that is.
Well, like plums.
Oh, sure.
Apricots.
Oh, yeah.
Peaches. So,
sure.
I mean, cherries, yes, is a stone fruit. But I want to talk about small stone fruit today.
Why do you call it stone fruit?
Because it has the stone inside.
Oh, the
pit. It has the pit.
Yeah.
They call it stone fruit.
All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I do also. I think it's my very, very favorite. So while some gardeners may think it's impossible to grow an apricot tree or a peach tree, well, of course, it depends on your hardiness zone, but also the size can be extremely intimidating. So I want to give you some suggestions for some varieties that are manageable in terms of size, and they promise success in our northern climates. So you just asked me, what are minor stone fruits? Well, anything in the genus Prunus. So think prune, okay? Prunus, P-R-U-N-U-S, the Latin word. And so also included in that are almonds and choke cherries. So I will try, there's a lot to cover, so I will try to talk about plums and apricots for hardiness zones 3 to 5, our zones, and give you a resource at the end, okay? So first, plums, there are three types. You've got the bush-type plums for homeowners and small farmers that show really good hardiness and production according to MSU and our Montana conditions. So there are three categories. The first one, of course, are native plums, and that's the Prunus, and I'm going to use that word a lot, Americana, the wild plum. So it's a native plum, August plum, American plum, goose plum, hog plum, or slow plum. So if you come across those names, you know it's a native, it's going to be hardy, much hardier for your growing zone. And then we have a Canadian plum, or some people call it Manitoba plum, and it's the Prunus nigra. So it's a very dark, deep black plum. Both are in hardiness zones, four hardiness zones, three. They're the second to bloom in the spring. And by the way, plum trees should be blooming very soon. They are blooming around Missoula, John.
Wow.
The second category are hybrid plums. So those are varieties between native and Japanese plums, as well as some other species. For instance, the Chinese apricot plum called Prunus simonii, which has apricot-scented flesh. And that's really nice. When you have a dark plum, you cut it open, and it's apricot, or even has reddish flesh. Really surprising. However, some varieties are poor pollen producers. So check with your sources where you buy your trees and or your bushes to see what type of companion bush plums you may need. Some are self-pollinating. So check into that. Okay, so according to MSU, the Chinese apricot plum, that Prunus simonii, will cross-pollinate other hybrid plums. So that's good to know. And then the third category are those cherry plum hybrids. They're very hardy, drought resistant, which is nice for us. They are late blooming, and hybrids of either the native or Japanese plums and Prunus bessii, and that's B-E-S-S-E-Y-I. It's a sand cherry. It's a really interesting plum, and it's so small that I guess they call it a cherry, but it loves very sandy soil and dry conditions. So that's good for some of our areas, or most of our areas, since we tend to have drought conditions. And then there's a western sand cherry, sometimes called the cherry plum or plum cherry hybrids. They're poor pollen producers, like I mentioned. So you might run across a variety called Oka, O-K-A, or Opata, maybe Opata, and Compass are the hardiest varieties. The Prunus cerasifera, I'm not familiar with that name. So it's C-E-R-A-S-I-F-E-R-A. Cherry plum bears yellow or red fruit, and it's about an inch in diameter. So these are for hardiness zones 3 to 5. And then apricots that will grow well and produce in zone 4. And they're early bloomers, so that's a risk for us, because we can get frost, of course, still in March, because they bloom in February and March, or into March, sorry. Many are self-fertile, but check with your supplier again, okay? And I'll give you some varieties. There's a Westcott, C-O-T, very popular. You harvest in early August, but you need a cross-pollinator. For instance, a Harcot, Moongold, Scout, or Sungold. And then there's a Scout, it needs a cross-pollinator, as I said. So it will cross-pollinate with that Westcott. You can harvest in early August. And then the Moon Gold is a little smaller than the Scout, and the Sun Gold has small yellow fruit with a red blush. Oh, that sounds beautiful. Harvest in August. Other cultivars from Canada in manageable sizes, 15 to 20 feet, are the Harkat, as I mentioned, Har Glow, and that's H-A-R Glow, Har Grand, Harrow Gem, and Har Lane. So these are Canadian varieties. They should be do well here. More information on choke cherries and other minor stone fruit. Again, go to that Mont Guide, and that is called Growing Minor Stone Fruit in Montana. It was published in August of 2009, but it's still a very, very good resource. So on that note, John, do you want to go to the nursery?
Start your spring gardening with a visit to Columbia Nursery. Open daily from 9 to 5:30, their greenhouses are overflowing with houseplants, and there's so many to choose from. If your outside landscaping has taken a beating this winter, freshen it up with their multiple selection of chips, mulch, and loamy soil, all located in their bulk yard. Their front-end loaders are ready to load you out in a jiffy. Stop by today at 2544 9th Street West in Columbia Falls. Columbia Nursery. 406-892-0339.
Of course, John, we know that spring is coming or spring is here. We always have those pest alerts.
So oh, yeah.
and certain condition alerts. And one of them is, have you noticed some brown scorched needles on some pine and spruce trees? And I'm not talking about those beautiful trees in Big Fork. That had to do with hail damage in, what, 21, I think. So this is due to winter burn. So don't worry about it, you know, with a flush of new spring growth, you know, that this will drop. Oregon grapes, I have noticed a lot of brown leaves. They just fall off. They shed them. And then they put out flush new growth. I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, I think, if you had some aphid issues last, not you, but your plants had some aphid issues, you had some problems, you know, insecticidal soap or neem oil. And I mentioned with insecticidal soap, if you make your own, you know, it's really difficult to determine if the strength of your detergent is the same. So it's better to use the Safer, S-A-F-E-R, insecticidal soap. You can always be sure you have the right formula. Have you had any pine cone-like galls on your pine trees or spruce trees last year? They look like cottony white aphids on Alberta and blue spruce and on dark fir trees when eggs start to hatch, which will be very soon. So you can treat that with insecticidal soap or permethrin, and that's not the the other kind, the pyrethrin. Pyrethrum, I'm sorry. So insecticidal soap or permethrin, and that's P-E-R-M-E-T-H-R-I-N. It is time to mow your lawns, and you know, before the dandelions start blooming, if you're trying to cut some down, it's a good time to aerate before those dandelions bloom. If you have tested your garden soil and you know which amendments you need, do not plant for 2 to 3 weeks after putting them in. And that is all I have today in terms of pest alerts. Garden to table, John, snow peas will be coming in soon. Those English peas, green onions, very nutritious. Vitamin C, E, zinc, antioxidants, anti-inflammatory. You may want to make some green pea pesto maybe. And add some mints. They're starting to come in as well. And some other herbs, whatever you like. Little lemon juice, garlic, of course, John. You're not yet, but whatever you have left over. And then, John, I have a wonderful opportunity for people who are caregivers. Mackenzie from the Extension Service asked me to publish this.
Ah.
It is for caregivers. It's a respite food program. So you can call this number or write Daniel Colts at Montana EDU if you are a caregiver. And this is not based on any kind of income you might derive from that. So you're getting free meals, it looks like. You know, you might be part of a study. I'm not sure. It doesn't say this. But please call Daniel Colts, K-O-L-T-Z, 406-613-8191. And it's daniel.colts at montana.edu. And guess what, John? Meal kits are delivered by HelloFresh or Blue Apron.
Wow.
Nice meals. Mm-hmm. Nice, really nice. So I'm going to leave this for you, for
we'll
Lexi.
Put it up and on the bulletin board.
Yes,
there.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. So that's a wonderful opportunity. Next week, whatever the season presents us with. But before I close, I would like to leave you with an old English rhyme.
Oh.
As you sow your seeds. Okay. One for the mouse, one for the crow, one to rot, and one to grow. So does that mean you have to plant four seeds instead of one? Okay. Thank you for listening. Be safe, be well. Remember, we're in this together, and pay forward if you can.
Okay. Our next Thursday, we'll have another Tips to Grow on with Master Gardener Elizabeth Mollica. It's brought to you by Columbia Nursery and Landscape. You'll find excellent advice and great customer service. Serving the Flathead community for over 28 years, 9th Street West in Columbia Falls, it is Columbia Nursery and Landscape.
Good morning.
The KGEZ Good Morning Show with John Hendricks and Robin Mitchell. We're talking the Flathead.
Make the day for you.